you up and get the song. Jesus, Jesus, back in your soul. Hear the song of my soul. The song. There is an old song without a song. The world would never end. I'm going to tell you tonight, if there isn't a song that wells up like that well of water in your heart tonight, you'd better start singing right tonight. You better start opening up to the Lord tonight. You better let the free flow of the Holy Ghost come in tonight. I like to see us have a giant togetherness of praise. I like to see us all come up and stand to the front. Praise the Lord and say, Jesus, I want to live. The blood runs strong in my veins. I'm not willing just to exist. I'm not willing. And there may be lots of things in this life that other people enjoy that I'll never have. They may be places they'll go that I'll never be able to go. There may be things that require money that I'll never be able to buy. There may be things that I'd like to experience that'll never come my way. But I thank you, Lord, that you made this salvation real. I thank you, Lord, that you can be my song. Whatever I don't have or whatever I do have, I want you to be my song. I want you to be the center of my life. I want you to be the one that creates music in my soul. I want you to be the one that satisfies my innermost being. I'm talking about Jesus, the song that never stills. The song. We have a lot of mechanical Christians. We have a lot of them that raise their hands when somebody else does. We have some folks that will sit, as the preacher say, like a wart on a pickle and never sing a song. They'll sit like a knot on a log and never sing a verse. And they never get blessed of the Lord. They got their own little way of exalting themselves instead of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, even though, as I say, you'll never be on the platform or you'll never be up, there better be a song. There better be a love. I wonder how much 1 ounce of real love to God goes with our Lord. I wonder what ounce of real thanksgiving goes with the Savior. I wonder what ounce of inspiration that comes from His divine presence. Touching a soul means over all the mechanical, over all the cliches, over all the common, over all the things that we know how to behave and do to impress somebody else. But we don't really have that song. We don't have that feeling. We don't have that passion. We don't have that love. I pray to God, let that love be genuine. Let it be real. Let it not be copied. Let it not be somebody else's song. I want it to be my song. My song. I've got a soul that's going to live forever. I'm a world in myself. I've got to have a song. My wife's song won't do it. Sister Usher's beautiful songs won't do it. The chorale songs won't do it. Sister Zabosky's song won't do it. I've got to have a song. I've got to have a praise. I've got to have a love. I've got to have a feeling that flows from God to my heart. Hallelujah. Of all the other experiences that you'll have in life, most of them are going to go dim and they're going to turn to ashes. But I'm here to give you the good news. If you've got Jesus, He's a song that never grows weak. He'll always be a strong song. Hallelujah. The prophet said, He's my strength. He'll never be a weak song. He'll be a strong song, a powerful song, a life-giving song, an energizing song. When all your energies for other things, your romantic energies are gone, the chemistry of the body that creates romance is dead. Hallelujah. When you can't, get your daubers up, even for a marching song or for the fight song of your college, there's one song that will always lift you up, regardless of how frail and how weak. There's a song that will always enliven you, and you'll feel glory. And that's the song of Jesus. It was read tonight. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must. You're not going to receive any blessing unless you worship God. In spirit, in spirit, and in truth. Oh, there's so many songs tonight. Hallelujah, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. since I found in him a friend so strong and true. Some of you know it. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me till I see his blessed face above. If you know Jesus cared for you, sing it. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, why don't we make this one giant place of worship? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing it. Sisters of Oscar, get a microphone. We're going to sing again. I know a name that can drive away all sorrow. I know a name that is sweeter than them all. You that need the Holy Ghost, open your heart. Make music to the Lord out of your own soul. Let Jesus take charge of your vocal cords and let